What's up, Wanna Coffee fam? It's Kai, and we are back! We will have weekly contributions from strangers all over the world discussing various topics chosen by yours truly. And this is the first time these contributors have spoken to one another, so you are in for a real treat. Without further ado, here's Ethan and Nikita with Divorce and Blended Families.
Now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wanna Coffee. I'm Nikita Anderson, and I am here with another phenomenal guest, co-host.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ethan Nguyen. Good to be back speaking with Nikita here.
I know. Good times.
Always.
We have a very interesting topic today, and we are talking about blended families and divorce, right?
I believe that's the case, which is very interesting because the last time you and I spoke was, I believe, was on the subject of does marriage still matter? So certainly feels like a somewhat of a part two.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yes, I would agree. Definitely feels that way. I think blended families are really awesome when they work.
Yes, absolutely, Nikita.
I think it is.
Blended families are awesome.
Yes. I guess before we can get to the blended family, we got to talk about the idea of divorce. I think just divorce itself is hard. And sometimes it can go really well. Everybody can be on mutual ground. You know, you divide everything equally, you know, you got the setup with the kids. But I think for sometimes it becomes challenging when other people are involved, like when you get your lawyers involved and all of that stuff. And I think sometimes lawyers, they're about getting stuff, right? You could just be like, I just want it to end. I just want to move on with my life. And from what I've seen or heard, it seems like people who handle it outside of the courts and deal with it on their own seem to have, for some of them, have better outcome than sometimes the court system, because I think the court system can kind of pin you against the other person. And then it becomes more about you getting back, or, you know, sometimes maybe people become more vindictive. And I think when you have this, Oh, you're taking the dog? All right. Well, I want the CD collection, or, you know, because I bought that. And it's like, you know, I don't know, all this just different things where it just kind of gets out of control, because now you're trying to one up the other person, and it becomes less about parting amicably than it is because, you know, now the emotions are, and it's almost like you have, like, you know, the people in your ear, they're just like, well, you know, you could get this. Well, you are entitled to that, you know, and then it becomes something else. And I think for those situations, trying to, you know, do things and be a part of each other's lives can be a little bit more challenging, I think. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking a lot. What are your thoughts, Ethan?
Great. You had a clear line of thought. I wanted you to finish. I wanted you to get it out. And because, I mean, yes, I think divorce is a very difficult thing, but I think it's, as a mechanism, very necessary, because, you know, the last time we spoke, for instance, it's kind of hard not to talk about marriage in tandem with this, right? Can't be most of marriage. Unless you are married. And in the same way that, like, you know, marriage is great for a lot of people, not great for the others, divorce is the same. Divorce is great for some people, not so great for others. And I wonder if, like, you bring up the great point of, like, you know, the messy ones tend to have a lot of ears, a lot of voices. Your family, your immediate family, your friends, your lawyers, who are, you know, it's interesting. You pay these people to advocate for you. So for them, they take out the feelings, the emotions, and their job is to basically be entirely objective for you and not care about the other person, right? Their job is to fight the other lawyer and like get every inch, every centimeter they can. Now I'm not married, I've never been divorced, so I certainly can't say or speak to if like people who don't go through lawyers or go through the court work better or not. But I would have to think that, you know, if two people are able to work out their differences or whatever complications that are happening between them without lawyers, that means they're willing to talk, they're willing to listen, they've already got like some sort of history to work off each other to work through and work it out. But then there's a flip side. Sometimes people get taken advantage of. People who think, I mean, there's so many reasons to get divorced, right? I mean, what if you're in a situation where like you got to get out of a really bad situation, really bad relationship, and the other person's very exploitative and they manipulate you, like, we don't need the lawyers, let's just do it between us, and then they take everything. That sounds really mm-hmm. extreme, but I think we just go back to the point where like divorce can be very messy, it can be great, but there's a lot of in between as well. I think I'll just say that like there, I'll talk of like the stigma of a divorce of like, oh, they're going through a divorce, it must be bad, it must be terrible. Divorce portrayed as on media and TV and movies is almost always like a terrible thing, borderline traumatic. But yeah, you know, divorce is necessary because if you two people realize they should not be together, then it's okay, you know.
I don't want to cut you off. No, but it was basic. But I remember when I got Mariah Carey's autobiography, and she talked about how, she had like a 400 page biography, autobiography, and I think it was like two lines mentioned of Nick Cannon. Yeah. So that one line that she did say, she was like, I wish that we had of not used lawyers and we just would have handled it ourselves. And I think, and it makes me think, because they had a kind of a messy situation. And I think when other, when others sometimes get in your ear, it can cause issues, and they probably could have just worked it out better themselves. And I think that idea of the blended family comes into play. If you can't talk to each other and you're using the courts to, I guess for some people it's best that way because they're like, look, I don't really want to talk to this person. We did not go well in court. I just, here's this person's rights, and I will adhere to these things. I will pick them up, drop them. I mean, it's to the point where some people have to go to like the police station as a amicable pickup and drop off. You know, that's how bad it is because they don't want to be bothered with each other. Or for whatever reason. But I think the ones that do work are those people who really communicate. And I mean, one of the best visuals, I would say, when you think about, you know, celebrities, because we talk about that's what we see what's on TV, what celebrities is, I would say Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, in terms of their, oh, lost my voice there for a second, in terms of their blended family. And for us, we're looking like, wow, that's for me, that takes a lot of strength to go on vacations with your husband's ex-wife, and your kids are, and they're well functioning. But then sometimes it's not as it seems, as if you ever get to watch the Red Table Talk, they've talked about a lot of stuff that it wasn't just seamless. They had to work at it. But I think it's just like any type of relationship, you just have to work at it, like blended or not, you know, just like that, the whole communication thing. Maybe the communication is now stronger, maybe we're better as, you know, partners in, you know, relationship, not relationship partners, but parenting partners, you know. Yeah. But like I too don't have children, or this is merely my speculations and my thoughts, but it could go, you know, different.
Yeah, but I mean, I think even without that direct firsthand experience, I mean, in ourselves, I think it's pretty spot on to say that no matter the situation, the context, whether it be marriage, divorce, just a regular relationship, blended family, single parent, whatever, all of it requires a kind of commitment to the work of acknowledging that, you know, I feel for this person or I feel for these persons or whatever, I have these feelings. It's not necessarily automatically translates to the work that you have to put into to make the relationship work, whatever kind of relationship is. But at the same time, you know, since we're on the subject of divorce, it works for divorce as well. If you want an amicable divorce, whether it be through the courts, through lawyers, just yourselves, it also requires work, right? You have to come to some sort of middle ground. You have to communicate. You have to work these things out. You can't just make assumptions, right? Demands and stipulations, ultimatums, things like that. Yeah.
It's so complicated. And then this whole idea of a blended family, what really gets me is kids. Like, you know, it depends on how old they are. Are they, and then what happens if these, okay, we have now we have these blended families, right? And, or like maybe two people got married or remarried and maybe one had kids, the other didn't. And so you're like the stepmom and the stepdad. And now mom and dad get divorced. And, you know, this was my stepmom. Oh, do you remember when Sandra Bullock, I think she won for that movie. She had won her Oscar and she had thanked her husband. Yeah. She had thanked her husband. And then like not even a week went by and the scandal came out that he had been cheating on her and all this other stuff. And she left them. Well, you know, they divorced, but he had a daughter. And she was, you know, she was stepmom. But when the divorce happened, she needed to have a clean break and she broke ties. I mean, she eventually adopted her own children, but it's like, I think about like that. I think about when Halle Berry was married to the singer, Eric Benet, he had a daughter and she was heartbroken when Halle Berry, you know, cut ties. But it's like, how do you deal with that? Like, you know, you're as a step parent who you're no longer obligated to this relationship or this situation. How do you break away from the children?
That's a terrible question to ask, right? And by terrible, I mean terribly difficult. Like, I don't.
Yes, definitely.
There's no black and white there, right? It's all gray. Mm-hmm. Like, you have immediate reactions. I have immediate reactions to just hearing that, right? Like, and immediately my brain goes to, oh, maybe they should this or maybe they should that. Except you also have to rein that back. I have to rein that back and realize, you know, I don't know their situation. I don't know their mindset. Like, I shouldn't be trying to suddenly pass judgment on like what their behavior should or should not have been.
Yeah.
But if nothing else, you do have to assume that in situations like that, the children suffer. Mm-hmm. Definitely. In what degree, I have no idea, but it's kind of hard for me to just say like, oh, the kids were totally fine.
Yeah, right. And then, but you know, you hear they talk about it later, but I can only imagine like you, all of a sudden you have this two parent household and you're good. And then, because at least when your parents divorce, for the most part, or, you know, oftentimes you still are interacting with both parents. And they still have some level of obligation to you because they're your parents, right? But when it's a stepmother or father and they divorce and it's like, now there's this whole level, especially if it didn't end on a good note, like someone, us overstepped in the relationship or it was just irreconcilable differences. I just really feel for the kids because I couldn't imagine like one day I have this mother and the father and then the next thing it's like, no, that this person's no longer going to be connected to you. They're probably not going to call you anymore. They need to just break away. And it's just like, man,
and I have to imagine that being a child in that situation, it's hard to even get to the point where you accept these people into your lives.
Mm-hmm. Or even especially like you're a teenager.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like you think of the amount of work and emotional work that require that is required for you to like, okay, I accept this person in my life, they're my step parent, and I'm going to accept them as the step parent. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they had a fraught and terrible relationship to begin with. Who knows, right? But in general, you would have to just say like, being put in the situation in any way where you're the child and you've got a step parent coming in, there's got to be some sort of work involved both ways, and then for them to then later leave, it just depends on how committed or invested you had got yourself into, how much you had let yourself believe this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. But whew, it's hard. And I think I applaud parents and just in general and you know, people who get through divorce, just understanding that it's complicated, that it's hard, but you know, they get through it. And sometimes people are better off on the other end, and they make it work out. So whenever it does work, when it can really work, it can work well. But like you said, it takes that communication and then that commitment to just trying to make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. And continued commitment. It's not mm-hmm. even just like once you sign the papers and decided the schedule, for instance, that it's all fine and dandy. It's for the rest of your lives. You got to keep working on it.
Yeah. And you're always going to be connected. And I think that understanding that reality, that no matter if, you know, we're married or not married, this is family, and they're always going to be family, or they'll always be connected to us. If you see it that way, then maybe if you see it that way, you'd be like, you know, just like family doesn't always get along and doesn't always go well, doesn't always go as planned, but you know, a lot of times we don't turn our back. We may step back and reevaluate things and figure out how to reconnect and connect and keep the communications going. But overall, I think that all of the things that you mentioned and everything is just important to maintain it and to stay committed to it. But I applaud anybody who can get through it and not be too scathed on the other end, because I think that's a test to your ability to be open and honest and just understanding in with each other and one another and the circumstances, you know.
Nikita, I love the way you put that. I'm going to attribute it to you and say this is Nikita Anderson original. It's not about turning your back. It's allowing yourself to just take a step back.
That sounds good. Yeah.
It did sound good, Nikita. You said it. So that's, yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really great way to put that, because you have to be aware of when you need just a little bit of space, when you just need like more perspectives of something. You need to take that step back to sort of see the bigger picture, allow the emotions and feelings of the moment to not overtake sort of the end game or the through line of why you're still in this relationship or whatever it is, this family, the purpose, right? The relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
I hope you agree because you said it. So
yes, that was a those are very wise words there.
Yeah, you should be like, you know what, Nikita, that was wise. I did say that.
So wise young woman there. But that's the extent of what we could probably even say
or right, speak totally. On
divorce or blended, you know, families. And just I just look, you know, I think it can work. I'm not skeptical to think it doesn't, but I'm not disillusioned to think that it is easy either.
Absolutely. But, yeah.
No, teamwork makes the dream work. So if you're on a team and you're willing to work on it, then I think it can work out for the best. But I think that's our time, right?
Yeah, it is our time. I'm going to pause here. But Nikita, as always, wonderful to chat with you.
You too.
I'll just say goodbye here. Have a good week, everyone.
All right. Thank you. You too.
There's so much that goes unsaid in lots of blended families, and it is so good to have a little bit more of a perspective. Thanks so much, guys. We love you. That's it for us, folks. Catch us next week for a brand new episode with brand new contributors. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wanna Coffee Pod. That's Wanna Coffee Pod. I'm your host, Kai, and let's Wanna Coffee next week. Cheers.